Now, in this week's parsha, Eliezer is sent by Avram Avinu to find a zivug for Yitzchak. There were certain simonim that he had to look for. And then at the end it says, Vayan lovan ubusuel vayomru me Hashem yotza hadover. Unukol daber ilecha ra'al tov. We see that this zivug is min Hashemayim. We're not going to interfere. We see all the simonim that this zivug, the fact that this shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka is min Hashemayim. Mi Hashem yotza hadover. Rabbeinu Bechaya, his commentary on the Torah says, Hashem yotza dover klomer hamasim she'iru l'cho mochichim. U'mikan lamadnu she'inyin hazivug hu nigzar min hashamayim. Know that a person's zivug is nigzar min hashamayim. As the Gemara says in Sota, ki'inyin she'omru b'aseinu zichronim l'vrocha, arboim yom kodem yitziris havlad, that 40 days before somebody is conceived, so bas kol yotzeis omeres bas ploni leploni. And there's a hachroz in Shemayim who the zivug is going to be. And then he quotes Psukim, Zeishke Shlomo, Vais v'ho nachlas avos, u'me Hashem isha maskelas. That Hashem directs you for a proper wife. And then he quotes more Medrash Tehillim on the fifth line. Bore eikam akasha koch hazivug. Shemi matzinu shakadosh baruch hu yichid shemo al hazivug. Hakadosh baruch hu puts his name on the shidduch. And three times. B'shalosh shlosha mekomos. B'torah, b'nevim uksuvim. B'torah, shenema me Hashem yotza havdover. Right? B'nevim. Shimshon, v'avivimo lo yedo'o ki me'ashem hi. So again, Hashem's name. V'ksuvim shenemer u'me'ashem isha maskelas. U'ksiv motzo isha motzoto v'yofek ratzon me'ashem. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya is pointing out that just like in this week's parasha it says me'ashem yotza hadover, it's not only over here, but in general, there's the concept of Arboim Yom Kodem Yitziris Havlad, that a bas kol is Yotze and pairs up the two people. Now, this Gemara is a Gemara in Sota on page 3 here, on Beis Amud Aleph. The verse says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Ki have a pasach reish lakish besota Amar hachi. Ein mezavgin lo la'odom ela lefi ma'asav. So he makes a statement that a shidduch, a zivug, is based on your ma'asim. But if you have good ma'asim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward you with a good person. If your ma'asim are not as good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a person who's not as good. So it's all dependent upon your actions. And based on what your actions are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to orchestrate a scenario that you will meet this person commensurate with your level of chesed, or your level of yashrus, or your level of yirat shamayim, etc. And he will put the two together in that way. So then the Gemara asks a question. But Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Koshim Zavon Kriyas Yamsuf. Then the Gemara says, Ini the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Arboim Yom Kodim Tzias Havlad Baskol Yotzes. But what about the Baskol? Baskol's Mashma that 40 days before you're born, so you don't have any Meisim that the Shidduch is already made. So the Gemara says, Ha Bezivik Rishon, Ha Bezivik Sheni. Which a simple interpretation means, the first time a person gets married, that's, he's going to marry the person not based on his meisim, based on the baskol. If Chas V'Shalom he has to get married a second time in his life, that's no longer going to be the baskol. That's going to be based on your meisim. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. However, there is a famous Me'iri in the beginning of Masechet Sota that has a totally different pshat what Zivug Rishon and Zivug Sheni means. Even though we normally think that Zivug Rishon means the first time you get married, and that's, so therefore the pshat is that the first time you get married is based on the baskel. The second time, if somebody has shalom has to get married a second time, then that's going to be based on your meisim. So the Miri thinks that's incorrect. That's an incorrect interpretation of the Gemara. He says like this: Mipinos hadas, a cornerstone of our religion, person is punished or rewarded l'fi masav im tov v'imra v'lo ya'akev zeh mazal marechas kochavim marechan men ha'mikrim. Nothing's going to stop it. Hashem will reward and punish. El shenifomim yazov l'mikro l'mazal sh'adam ein aroi l'fi masav l'gomel o le'onish. Whereas if a person as a punishment, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just leave him up to the whims of Teva. Whereas he's saying like this, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards us or punishes us, so part of the process of rewarding and punishing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to match us up with a good zivug or a not a good zivug. In other words, that's all. In other words, a good person or not such a good person. That's part of schar va'onish. That part of the general scheme of schar va'onish that you get for being who you are. So this is one aspect of that gemul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im kein azivug afu mechlal hagmul hitzko bizmin Hashem begarolo isha maskelus v'aguna. Oh, ha'hefech. Zer she'omer eim zagvim ovim elofi masav, ratzolomer tznuwa letzanuwa, uprutzo leparetz, vadoma lezeh. V'darshut, in other words, if a person is a tznuwa person, he'll get a wife who's, and she's tznuwa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will match it up. Ki lo nuch derech ha'resh al gola tzadikim. Yetav, kol she'mishtadu b'ziv u'bezeh, kosher l'zovcho. Oh. So then, let's continue on. Last line. Take the third column, fifth line. Then we do bezivuk sheni. Ratzolomer tshuv bezman roi laonesh ugmul. Al bezman sheein roi lakach hu anikra zivuk rishon. When zivuk rishon and Zivuk Sheni, Miri says, doesn't mean your first marriage or your second marriage. It means if you're getting married when you're very, very young, you're not a bar onshin yet. You're not a bar. So there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just match based on whatever that Zivuk he declared in Shemayim. You're getting married when you're 12 years old, so you're not a bar onshin yet. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to just give you whoever that neshama he decided for you. But if you're getting married older, when already you're a bar ocean, so then your zivug is considered a schar va'onish situation. So since your zivug is considered a schar va'onish situation, so then it's lefi masav. So therefore, in contrast to the pashup shot of the Gemara, that the Zivug Rishon means your first marriage and Zivug Sheni means your second marriage, the Meiri says Zivug Rishon means when you get married very, very young, when you're not a person who's roi to get onshin yet. In contrast to a Zivug Sheni, and Bizman Azeh, all our Zivugim are considered a Zivug Sheni. because we're not getting married when we're 12. So therefore, then it's toloi on your maisim. That doesn't mean to say that, in other words, so, see, people make a mistake with this Mi'iri. They think, sometimes people say, so the Mi'iri is saying that there's no hashkacha in Shiduchim. No, just the opposite. The Mi'iri is saying, in other words, even though the Rabbeinu B'chai was mashma that the hashkacha is because the baskol is, and therefore, Bizman HaZed, the baskol doesn't apply anymore because we're all Zivuk Sheni, right? Because we're all getting married older. Says no, that's just fakir. There's two types of hashkacha. Both are hashkacha. Either the hashkacha is just based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding who two people going getting together based on whatever his cheshbonos are in Shemayim. That's if it's a zivug rishon, and if it's a zivug sheni, it's going to be based on your maisim, but also through the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means that all the shiduchim that come about, there's a very instrumental role of hashkacha involved. That's why we'll see. People think that they're in control of their shiduchim. Of course, a person has bechira, and the stipler writes a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give you a proper shidduch, and then you could reject it for some silly reasons or something like that. But there is a tremendous role of hashkacha that's involved in shidduchim, and hashkacha is l'fi maisim. So a person works on himself, wants somebody who's a balas chesed, and he doesn't do any chesed. So why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu misavev the situation that he's going to be married to somebody who's a balas chesed if he never does any chesed? So why should that happen? He decides he wants a balas chesed, but that's not the way it's going to work. A person is going to do his ishtadlus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to orchestrate a situation where it's going to work or not work. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put it into somebody's mind that to say no, because this is not the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Or sometimes they'll ask about somebody, and they'll ask a person, they'll say something not nice about one of the people. That's also part of the hashkacha that Hashem said that they should ask this person who has not nice things to say about this person. But when the right one comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that either it's not going to bother the person, or they're going to ask somebody else who doesn't have not nice things to say about this person. But it's all the hashkacha Hashem. Oh, so the Tashbeitz on page 5 says a very important thing. So what's the Bechira? Where does the Bechira come in? And that's why one of the Svarim writes that he doesn't think it's proper when a person writes on the invitation Bechiras Libo or Bechiras Libo, because that's a very like leaving out the whole Hashkacha thing, which is not our belief, which is not against all these Yisodos of Hashkacha B'Hashem. It's not Bechiras Libo, Bechiras Libo. It's Me'ez Hashem. Sometimes they call it Me'ez Hashem. So that's much better. But to just say it's Bechiras Libo, Bechiras Libo, and to ignore the role of Hashkacha in the whole situation of Lefi Maisim is not the Hashkacha of our Torah. The Tashbeitz writes on page 5, there's two Tashbeitzes. This Tashbeitz is the Sephardi Tashbeitz, very important Sefer of Psak. Then there's another Tashbeitz, a Talmud of Amram Rutenberg from Germany, that's a different Tashbeitz. He says, Masha nearly bezek, asav licha kodem bo hu, shazivuk hu biyad ha'odam, shay mitzvah v'yirah shamayim hi, ve'ein adam muchrach bezek, la'rushus biyadu lisa, ho'shalo lisa. Whereas we know HaKobi Dei Shemayim puts the Yerushalayim. So you have a choice. You want to put on tefillin today? You don't want to put on tefillin. You want to shake lulav? You don't want to shake lulav. So you want to get married or you don't want to get married? That's your choice. That's a bechira. But once you decide that you want to get married, so then, of course, you have to do your hishtadlus al pi derech hateva, but then that's when the Hashgacha is going to play its role. Once that decision is made of the person, then the Hashgacha is going to play its role. Ein adam ruchach b'zeh. Hal rishus b'yado lisa shelo lisa. That's up to the person. That's his bechira. It doesn't mean that that's right. In other words, but a person has the bechira to do any particular, to do a mitzvah or not to do a mitzvah, to shake lulav or not to shake lulav, to put tefillin on or not to put tefillin on. So he has a bechira. He's not saying that it's proper to decide not to, but that's his bechira, just like a person has a bechira in any mitzvah to do. Aval hu mukhrach b'zeh lo haya lo shchar lo onesh. Aval im heyos b'yodo ha bechira lezos, hachana ativi si hakodemes lezesh, habei pomim vivcha adem betov, al hivcha v'lo teitzik l'pol machshmoso, l'koshi hazman av hachana, your bechira is that you want to get married. But you have no bechira of who you're going to get married because it's not toloi in your hands. So you need siyata d'shmaya. You need a gzeira min hashamayim shiyasim b'leiv avia or b'liba. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to put it in her heart that she should want you. That's going to be totally a lot in Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though people are thinking that they're solely in control, that they are in control to a certain degree, but a lot is Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing that's totally in your hands is that initial decision. That's that initial decision. But once you make that decision, why you were going out with someone and you thought that this person was perfect for you, and then they said no, or you said no, so sometimes, as the Stipler writes, that's mamish, you rejected a good gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a silly reason. But sometimes it's just the Hashgachas Habore that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this is not for you, even though you think it's for you, and therefore he puts it belave of that person to say no. And that's part of the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Gemara says in Ma'id Katan on page 6, he had the Rava, Shamei Lahu Gava, Rava heard a certain person davening, the boy Rachmei, he was davening, Ka'omer Tizdame Li Plinisa. I want to marry this girl. Whatever. I want to marry Rachel. So Amalei Loti Boy Rachmi Hachi. You should never daven for a particular person. Because how do you know that this is the right person? Ichaz Yeloch, if it's Roy for you, Lo Azlam enough, she's not going to go away. Vilo Kafarta Bashem. Whereas to say that I know that I'm davening for this particular person, that's not the way you're supposed to daven to Zivukim. You're supposed to daven that I should be Roy to get to the Zivun HaHogun that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me. And to say that I know that Dafka, this Zivuk is the only thing in the world for me, and then if it doesn't work, you're totally depressed and totally upset because you thought you knew better than the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that's called Kafarta Bashem. That's Kofar Bashem. Because you thought you knew it. That doesn't mean that the person shouldn't try al pi derech hateva and whatever. But if he sees al pi derech hateva doesn't work, and she says no, so he shouldn't think that. And he did everything right. He didn't make a person could make foolish decisions, and that's why he needs someone who has a clear sense of priorities, to know what's important and what's not important, so he shouldn't take the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him and rejecting that thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him. But the whole Sivuv HaInyanim is all Me'ez Hashem, so therefore a person should just be daven that he should be Zochet for that one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezavik him. Again, with the Me'iri, we're not saying that we're looking for that Zivug of the Arbaim Yom Kodim Yitziris HaVlad. That doesn't apply anymore. But Lefi Masav, we want that the particular person. And there's a famous Medrash on page 7. It's in Parshas Tzav. Many people know the Medrash, but don't know where it is. It's Parshas Tzav. Zekar ben Aaron Obonav, Rabbi Levi Posach, Yelkim Shofet, Rabbi Shalosh, Rabbi Yosef. So this woman asked Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta, Amalo, Bekama Yomim Baruch Hu Nishbaruch Hu Etzal Olamo. How many years, how many days did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? So it says, it took 6 days. Amalo Sheishis Yomim. Ti Sheishis Yomim Esau Hashem Esau Shemayim. So what is he doing the rest of his time? He finished the world in 6 days. So now what? Amalo Me'asua Sha'ar Asher Mahu Yoshev. That's what he's doing. The rest of his time, the main thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preoccupying himself is being the Zavik Zivugim. Ishto shal ploni leploni. Bito shal ploni leploni. Mamonu shal ploni leploni. It's not only Zivugim, doesn't only mean marriage. It means you're going to work, you're an accountant. So maybe should you work in this firm or should you work in that firm? Which is going to be the proper shidduch between the firm and you? Which is the proper shidduch between the Rebbe and the yeshiva? Which yeshiva? All these matches HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making. Including Zivugim of marriage, but everything else as well. So that's what this Matronusa was told by Rav Yossi. So you know what she said? Amalo Hadohu Afani Yechol Lasos Kein. You don't have to be God. I can make shidduchim too, this woman said. We need God to spend all his time making shidduchim? I can make shidduchim too. Kama avadim yeshli, kama shvachas yeshli. I have 50 avadim, I have 50 shvachas, so I'll just match them up. Ani yichol zavim sha achas. So he said, im kol hi beinecha kosha hi lefnecha shbrochu. You think it's easy for you, but it's hard for God. Ki kriyas yamsuch. So she didn't believe him. So she brought 1,000 men and 1,000 women and she just paired them off. And she said, okay, you get married to him, you get married to him. Simple. So and they put them together. The next morning, the tzafra asin the gabe day mochub tzia. One had a his head was knocked out. One of his eyes were, in other words, they were incompatible. So the next morning, one had a broken nose, one had a broken eye, one had a broken tooth. You know, he says, you think you could just match them off like this? No, you need the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and don't. You can read the rest of the medrash, but that's the point. There's a famous kapitel Tehillim that we say all the time. Some people march down to this kapitel Tehillim because they know this medrash. Most people don't know this medrash. That Shir LaMalos Esayinai El HaHorim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri is the kapitel Tehillim about finding a zivuk. Because Ezri means Ezer Kenegdo. So this kol kapitel Tehillim, the Medrash says, Shir LaMalos Esayinai El HaHorim Esayinai El HaHorim. The Malfanai Lamabdanai. You know, Yaakov Avinu says, I'm going to look at my forefathers, my teachers. So Malfanai means my Mora. Mabdanai means my creator. And see what they did. Me'ayin Yovo Ezri. This is Yaakov Avinu talking. Eliezer, B'shach Shalach Lavias Rivka, Eliezer had all this money. Vayikacha Evi Asara Gmalim. Vani lo nezim echa v'lo tzamin echa. I have no money. Esav took all the money. So ma ana mover. How am I going to get a shidduch? I have no money. Yaakov says, I'm looking to my forefathers. They had money. Avram Avinu. There's plenty of money there. I have nothing. So he says, ma ana mover. Sivri min barai. Should I lose my hope? So it says, no, Ezri mi'im Hashem. That Ezri, meaning the Ezek Kenegdo, is mi'im Hashem. So even though he didn't have all the wealth that Avram had, and we were sending Eliezer to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak, don't worry. Hashem, Yishmor, Chor Mikol Ra, Me'esev Lovan, Yishmor Esraf Shecha, and he will take care of you. So that the Medrash says, that whole kapitel to Ilim, of Shila Malos, Esayinai El HaHorim, Ayin Yavo Ezri, is referring to Yaakov Avinu's belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him Siyata D'Shmaya. And that's what the Bnei Yisachar on page 11 in the Sefer Agra D'Kala points out this Medrash. And he writes in parentheses, take a look, forget where I put the arrow. First word in the line is Isha, in parentheses. First word in the line is Isha. V'cheinu b'kabbalah, kol misha nitzrach lisa Isha, yomar b'chol yom ha-kapitel hazeh kodim yu l'rotzom. That in Shemoneh Esrei, after you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, before yu l'rotzom, he should say the kapitel tilim of shil amat l'alos esrei ne'el harim me'yayin yobo Esrei. So we might have issues of suffix of hefsek, but certainly he can say it. So I don't know if I recommend after to say it kodim yu l'rotzom, but certainly he could say it after davening. But that's the kapitel of the belief of Yaakov Avinu that Esrei me'im Hashem, also shemayim v'aretz. And again, it's all dependent upon the meisim of a person, and that's what the Chazon Ish on page 12. Second arrow, page 12 on the bottom. Hazanish Hayaomer Shagam is Manazez Manshal Astars Panim Roin Be'ayin Ubchush Hashkacha Pratis B'Shiduchim. That the one area that we find the most Hashkacha Pratis, even though Bezmanazeh there's no Nevuah and there's no, so we don't see Kriyas Yamsov like they saw. We don't see also Sumovsim. That the Iker Hashkacha that we see Bezmanazeh is B'Shiduchim. And again, that doesn't mean that a person sits home and does nothing. But he should realize that this is an area that he's not in total control. So that's why the davening is a very important component. People forget about the importance of davening in this inyan, and the importance of tikkun hamaisim in this inyan. Because again, if it was totally up to you, so then why should you daven? You're totally in control, so you should, right? Why should you fix your meisim? You're totally in control. But the answer is you're not totally in control. As the Tashbait says, the only thing you're totally in control is the original decision that you want to get married. That's the thing that you're totally in control. After that, you have your hishtadlus, but you're not in control. And everything is going to be the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want it to be. Who the person is, at what particular time it's going to happen. Everything is the Yad Hashem that's controlling it. That's what the Chazon Ish says. And that's the Pasuk in Tehillim. Al Zos Yispalo Kol Chosid Ve'Eis Mitzo. And the Gemara says in Brachas on page 14 here, that Et Le'Eis Mitzo is Isha. So Isha, Matzah Tov. So you see that Tefillah is a very important yisod in the Metzias HaZivug, which is very often neglected. Which is very often neglected to say Tehillim for somebody, to say Tehillim for yourself. That of course it doesn't mean instead of other Teva Dika Hishtadlus. But because we think where people have, especially in the modern age where we're doing so much technology and so much things, so man gets so much gaiva that he's so much in control and he does something and we forget the Ribono Shel'Olam. Even people that are learning, you know, just because a person learns a lot doesn't mean he has a emunah, you know. That's a big mistake to think that you learn a lot, you have a lot of emunah. You know, you have nice chakiras, so you have a lot of amuna. That's a big mistake to think that if you don't work on your amuna, you don't grow in amuna. You're just doing yeshiva shalomdas is not going to necessarily, hopefully through Torah, the Torah should bring you, but it doesn't always automatically happen that a person, just because he's learning a lot, is a person who has a lot of amuna. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But a person has to work on emunah, believe that there's a Ribono Shel Olam, that the Tiferes Yisrael writes in the beginning, that a person could love learning but not love God. Because a lot of times we don't see the we divorce the Ribono Shel Olam from the Torah, which is the biggest mistake of even though there's so much, you know, there's so much more learning today than was ever. But like Rav Shechter said, but the previous generations, they had more emunah, you know. So like, I'm not saying we shouldn't learn a lot. We should definitely learn a lot, but we should realize that emunah is the ikar of the religion, is the emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your learning has to come through emunah, and especially in this area of Metzias Zivugim, is Ezri Me'im Hashem. It doesn't mean that you sit home and you do nothing, but you have to realize that certain things that work, working because HaKadosh Siyata D'Shmaya, and certain things that are not working is because there was Siyata D'Shmaya that shouldn't work, even though it made no sense to you, you know, and you think it was just Alpi Mikra that this happened or that happened, that a big Yisod in everything in life is Hashkochas HaBorei. And that's the Sefer Bayis Menucha from Moshe Aaron Stern has a whole chapter here, which is an excellent Sefer on Zivugim, and he himself also discusses this idea of Tfilah LeZivug, and he discusses that Gemara in Brachas, and he also discusses that idea that you're not supposed to daven for a particular Shidduch. And he discusses Yerushalmi that says that Shemi Kadmenu Acher, that a person might daven to get a shidduch, and he'll end up getting the shidduch, but maybe it was the wrong shidduch, and it won't let, or whatever, whole thing. He quotes that Gemara in Moed Katan, that somebody was mispalel for a particular shidduch, and they say you're not supposed to. And we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's deciding the person, and he's deciding exactly when it should happen. You know, sometimes a person went out with somebody and then 2 years later he gets back together because that wasn't the Zman. It was the right person, but it wasn't the right Zman. And the famous story, and that's what the Chafetz Chaim says here on page 16. The Chafetz Chaim says, "K'sheba Zman Anochon Aroim, Shebi Yomim Sfurim Nigmar HaShidduch." That sometimes a person could have gone out with somebody for a long time and it didn't work because it wasn't the Zman. But once this man comes, and then it goes quickly, like by Yosef, once it was time for him to be released from jail, then it was chick-chack. Once Klal Yisrael in Egypt for so many years, but once the time came, and then there's the famous story of the Brisker Rav, you'll see here on page 16, B'Shah Tova, that the Chassan Lekala came to the Chuppah, and the Chassan forgot the ring at home. So they wanted maybe someone else offered to give the ring to the chassan. So the Brisker Rav said, "No, get the ring. And they thought, so they got to get a cab to bring the ring. So they thought maybe there's a bad siman, but they got the ring at home. So finally, after whatever, 15 minutes, they got the ring. And then when he was about to say Areg Mekudeshesli, put the ring on the thing, the ring dropped on the floor. So, another bad simon. So everyone was getting nervous. So the Brisker Rav said, no problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechashev, not only the two people, but the exact Zman. And the Zman didn't come yet. Now put it on. Put it on. Mazel tov. And the idea is that to show the Hashkochas HaBorei, that again, that you should never be a big knocker and think that you know everything and you're totally in control. Of course, you have to do things with Svara, and you have to and get Eitzah from somebody who's a Baal Eitzah. Not everyone who's a Talmud Chacham is a Baal Eitzah, and then some people who could be Talmud Chacham who are Baal Eitzah, some Talmud Chacham are not Baal Eitzah, someone who understands, who knows, and it all is Be'ez Hashem. There's a famous Hanhaga of the Divrei Chaim, and we don't do this Hanhaga, but the idea you should realize here, I'm showing you from a Sefer of Michtavei Kodesh, Rav Itzchakel, who was, I think, the father-in-law of the, there was a famous Rebbe in Antwerp, Rav Yankel. Do you have any of Rav Yankel?
No? Anyone here of Rav Yankel? He's a big Rebbe in Antwerp. Everyone used to go, you know, you get sugar from Rav Yankel. That was like a big thing, you know. Rav Yankel was a big Rebbe. He passed away a couple of years ago. So I think this was his father-in-law or some relative. He said like this, Efshar, the Rav Sholem of Belz, and they say about the Divrei Chaim also, Nog she'osa shidduch in B'nai Beiso, once he would make a shidduch, so the minig is, that's not only minig, it's halacha, you have to give a matana to the person who set you up, right? You have to give shatchanis, it's a din, and it's the school for having kids, and it's also halacha, whatever. But he wouldn't only give to the person who set up the shidduch that worked out. He would give for all the people who set him up that didn't work out. In other words, a person to get to that right one, he had to go through that path. So we don't do this to give a shachanis to every shalkan that set you up that didn't work out. But the idea is a true idea that part of the process that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted is that you got all these experiences from these people that you went out with, and then he put in the Zman HaNochon the right person, and they say that from the Divrei Chaim and for others. And the pasuk says in Kisavo, Yitzav Hashem Itcha as Habracha Basamecha U'Bchol Mishlach Yodecha. So the Olos Ephraim, that's the Kli Yoker on page 19. What does it mean? Hashem will put. So literally means Basamecha means the hidden. Hashem puts his bracha in the hidden. What's the hidden? Dovra Sabun Ayin Remez LeIshto, because the woman was created when the man was asleep, right? So it was a hidden thing. So Yitzah Hashem as Habracha Basamecha means Hashem will put the bracha in your finding your shidduch. But also, as we'll see soon, v'chol mishlach yadecha. But also, you have to do something also. But this pasuk is referring to, as look on page 20, in the Sefer Bishur Melech, page 20, Yisa v'Hashem is habracha basamecha, v'omar Rabbi Yitzchak ein habracha metzuya dova somon ma'ayin, that's metzias hazivut. And that's totally b'hashkocha, as we saw in the Rabbeinu Bechaya. And that's the idea of Hashem is controlling it, but it also has to be b'chol mishlach yadecha, that you have to do hishtadlus also, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will direct you in the right way. And again, as I say from the Brisker Rav, hishtadlus ein amoyel kol. The Brisker Rav says something radical. He says sometimes it's just not the right time, so the reason you're going out is just so you can't do nothing, so the right time didn't come yet, so you know, if you could just sit home and do nothing, you go crazy. So but that's based on what the Brisker Rav's idea of the Zman HaNochon as well, and this is in many Svarim. Sefer Imre Yisrael has a nice discussion. Amarti ach kama v'hi rechoka mimeni. So he says, Hamamin v'Hashem tzorich lomar b'chol dover asher tziva Hashem shechol hu min shamayim. So a person says, ach kama, it's my chokma, that's rechoka mimeni. That's not going to help the situation. Person says, he realizes it's min Hashem, and lo yitin einav b'mamon, etc., like Ishtol Vado, etc., etc. Marty Achkama, top of the second column, Ani Omer Achkama Shei Chochmasi. I think it's my Chochma. So that's Rechokam. That's Marchik things. You have to realize that Zos Chukas HaTorah, that it's Me'ez Hashem, you can take a look at the right things. But as the Masechus Derech Eretz writes, that Hanose Isha Halgenislo Elio Noshko HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ovo Hanose Isha She'ena Halgenislo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sono Elio Rotso. And that's the idea, that a person has to, you know, his hishtadlus, of course he has to do, but he has to make sure that that his you know, some people, you know, not so much in these circles, but even in these circles, people look at money, people look at things that are non, you know, that they think they're important, but are not the etzem of a human being, and again, if, you know, a person could reject what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for him, but if a person is working with the Gedorim of L'Shem Shamayim, and he's doing it L'Shem Shamayim, and he's not doing it for the wrong reasons, so then he's going to get the proper Siyat HaDishmaya. Doesn't mean that a person could do something for the wrong reasons, and then he won't get the proper Siyat HaDishmaya. Because Siyat HaDishmaya is dependent upon your Amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more Amuna you have, that's why I'm right, the more Siyat HaDishmaya you get. And but a lot has to do with a person's Maisim. A person wants to marry a Balas Chesed, so he has to do Chesed. And Rav Henoch Leibowitz once said, shot in a certain Ramban, a Bal Chesed means you do it on a regular basis. You do Chesed one time, you're not a Bal Chesed. You learn one time, you're not a person who learns. What defines a person, as Rav Henoch writes, says from the Ramban, is what you do on a regular basis. That defines who you are. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will define your Maisim. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. We should realize that we should have humility to do the right thing, not to look for shallow things, not to look, even this notion that a person wants to learn more, so he wants to marry for money because he wants to learn more, is not a kosher hashkafa. That's not a Torah hashkafa. A person has to have the real values of kindness, of midos, the real values, and then Be'ez Hashem should be zocha to have the siyata d'shmaya and to realize that Ezri Me'im Hashem, that everything comes from Hashem, and may Hashem yotza hadavar.